We will be learning that we are made in the image and what that it means. So I will project or to show you some of our children of well-known, and we will make a guess who's that a well-known son. Okay? So I will show you of that pictures. Can someone guess who's that is? Yeah? Is, what's his name? Is Brooklyn Beckham. And who is his father? Is David Beckham. See? Brooklyn Beckham and David Beckham. So, and that one. And the other one? Who is it? Is it? Yes. It looks like him. You can see they're similar. And the other one is? So what's the name of Jaden Smith and Will Smith? See, when we are part of the same family, we can often look alike, can't we? Yeah? We have similar features. You can see they got similar features like their nose, or they can see in their eyes. Yeah? So that when people look at the children, they can say things like, oh, isn't like, just like his dad, isn't it? So the Bible tells us that when God created us, he made us different from the rest of his creation. He made us in his image, with his family likeness. Listen to this verse from Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. If you have a Bible, we can read Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. Then God said, let us make man in our image. According to our likeness, let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creep on the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. Then God blessed them, and God said to them, be fruitful and multiply. Fill the earth and subdue it. Have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves on the earth. So what does being made in God's image mean? How are we God-like? God-like. The way that we are God-like is not seen by how we look, because God is a spirit. In John chapter 4, verse 24. So we can say, look at John. He looks like God because he has the same eyes. Yes, because he has the same black hair. So we can say like that. So if being made in God's image isn't about how we look and what we say, what ways are we God-like? I want to share three ways that we have been created to be God-like. First, we have been created for a relationship. God is a God of love and relationship. In Romans chapter 5, verse 8, the Bible says, God demonstrates his love and relationship. He demonstrates his own love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. So that's that God is a God of love and relationship. Within God Himself, there is constant giving and receiving of love between Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. So we were created to be like Him. So that's why God made us in His own image, because God wants us to live and to relate to other people. So because God is love and God wants us and God demonstrates His love toward us, so that's why He gave His Son, Jesus Christ. So, and God wants us to have a relationship to Him. So to illustrate this, can I invite Sister Lydia to come and join me, please? Can we request Sister Lydia to stand up here, please? So, Sister Lydia has been created for loving relationship. So, I will give a heart to her. Yeah, give a heart to Sister Lydia. And Sister Lydia's most important is relationship with God. So, that's the important to Sister Lydia, that she has a relationship with God. And to show us her God-likeness by loving Him and enjoying a God relationship with Him. So I can okay. Can you please hold this, Sister Lydia? And I just put the tape in here. Let's get the tape. Okay, so Sister Lydia, this, the most important relationship is with God. And to show us her God-likeness by loving Jesus and enjoying a good relationship with Jesus. Yeah? And Lydia has a husband. And the husband is Brother Leon. Can I request Brother Leon to come over here, please? So Lydia shows us her God-likeness by loving her husband and enjoying a good relationship with Brother Leon. Yeah, so I will give Brother Leon, can you please hold? And no? Okay, just go that way. Yeah, all right. Okay, and you just go stand up there, okay? Brother Leon, so Lydia has a husband. And to show God-likeness by loving her husband and enjoying a good relationship with Him. Okay? And Lydia, she has a friend.
And Lydia has a friend.
And can I request a friend of Lydia to come over here as well? Any volunteer, one of her friends? Yay. So Lydia shows us her God-likeness by loving her friends and enjoying a good relationship with them. Okay. Yeah, just okay. And Lydia also has a children. They got a handsome, gorgeous children. Can I please request to come over here as well? The two handsome man. Can you hold? and connect. Yeah. And also for Jailord. Okay. So, Lydia shows us her God-likeness by loving her children and enjoying a good relationship with Jesus, with them. Okay, and Lydia also has a neighbor. Colleagues at work or any acquaintance. So we won't call us now because otherwise we will be here long for the whole day. Okay, so she shows us her God-likeness by loving each one of these people too and enjoying good relationship with them. So each one of us is the same as Lydia. We have all been created to have a loving relationship with God and to have loving relationship with other people as well. Yeah? Which means treating people with respect and concerns, putting their interests above our own. And thank you for Lydia and the family to come over here. Thank you. And friends. Okay, the second way we are God-like is that we have been given a conscience, which is an inner voice, so which is the Holy Spirit, yeah, inner voice, telling us what is right and what is wrong. So if you have a relationship with God, so if you're already a relationship with God, so the Holy Spirit is within us already. So our conscience, which is an inner voice telling us what is right and what is wrong. So God is holy, perfect, and absolutely good. Everything God chooses to do is good. We have been created to know what is good and what is bad. What is right and what is wrong. So that we can choose to do what is good and what is right. So let's show our God-likeness by a quick quiz. Okay, children, if you will say, if who think it is right to punch someone in the face if they are rude to you, is that right or wrong? Wrong, isn't it? If someone punch you in the face, or you will do to your friend or to your classmates, you punch, so that is a wrong, yeah? It's a wrong attitude. So we will know what is wrong. So who think it is right to share that we have with other people, that we share what we have with other people? Is that right or wrong? Yeah, it's right to share what we have with other people. So we are like God in that we know what is right and what is wrong. That's the second one. So the third, creative. As all of us, we are created by God with creativeness. At the beginning of the Bible, we are told that in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth. So God is very creative. Just look at all the stuff He has made. Look at the creation of God. So we can see that the creativeness of God, yeah? The stars, the moon, so that's the creative of God. So every time, so we are like God in that each one of us is creative in some way. Yeah? Like Sister Lydia. You know Sister Lydia? Have you seen the fruit arts of Sister Lydia? The way she made her fruit arts, she's very creative. And especially when she make a baked cake as well. So you can see her creativity, yeah? So, that creativity is the reflection of God's aim is to us. Because the source of all the creation and creativity comes from God. Simple as it is, a mirror of God's image to us. It reflects back to God all the goodness He has given to us. And to do something is creative, you are showing that we are made in God's image. So when God created us, He made us like Him in three special ways. We have been created to enjoy a loving relationship with Him and with other people. So we have been created with a conscience to know right and wrong. And we have been created to be creative. Being made in God's image comes with responsibility. We are meant to reflect God's image to the world around us, so that when people look at us, they see something of God that will glorify Him. However, all of us have often spoiled the image of God in our lives. Yes. Our relationship, instead of being loving and good, can we often be damaged and broken. We can know in our conscience what is right and what is wrong, and then choose to do what is wrong. The root of this is our desire to be in control of our own life, doing what we want instead of what God wants us to do. We can forget that we were created in the image of God and can sometimes be tempted to act as if we were God. Okay, the summary of this message, today we have learned that the Bible tells us that God created us in His image, which means be like Him. God make us in His own image, that in our lives, God will see in our lives. So, we are like Him, not in the way we look, but in three special ways. We have been created to enjoy a loving relationship with Him and with others. We have been created with a conscience to know right and wrong. And we have been created to be creative. As people made in God's image, we are meant to reflect that image to the world around us, so that when people look at us, they see something of God that will glorify Him. In Matthew chapter 5, verse 16, it says, "Let your light so shine before men, that they may see your good work and glorify your Father which is in heaven." So it means God made us in His own image. The first thing is we need to have a first relationship with God, and to demonstrate the love of God, yeah, through our life as well. That's why the Bible said, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good work and glorify your Father which is in heaven." Okay, let us pray. Father God, I'm so thankful that you made us so special. Thank you, Lord, that you love us. Thank you, Jesus, that you gave your Son, Jesus Christ, to love us and to have a relationship with you, Father God. Lord, may your light, O Lord God, we will use as we are a good example to the people around us, O Lord God, that may your name be glorified, Father God. We praise you and we bless you, Father God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.